You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, hit it, baby.
Yeehaw! Oh, where has Davey gone? Oh, where? Where are you, Redinger?
I'm COVID correct. Well, I'm in the studio at home.
Wake up, for God's sakes. We got a show to do here.
Alrighty. Well, we got a fantastic show to do. Today, we're going to be talking to two serious, serious experts. Dan Park from Clutch, which is a company that sells vehicles online. And we're going to talk about that, about buying cars that you don't even touch, see, or hold until you've purchased it. And we're going to talk with Brian Max, who we all know is an expert in testing vehicles, the new Cadillac CT. SV, which is a real little hot rod. I don't know why they're actually doing this, because the previous one had 650 horsepower and like 800 foot-pounds of torque and was a rocket, but they've redesigned the car, made it smaller, and we're going to talk about that. He's actually he does tests on YouTube, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about buying a car. We're going to talk about selling your car and some information about racing in Ontario and the Ajax Awards for the best innovations. Interesting stuff going on there. So we're going to have a great show. We welcome your calls. And Alan, what do you have to say?
Got tons of time here. Relax. It's a beautiful spring day.
You live close to Bathurst Street. You see Cadillacs going by all the time, don't you?
Cattle trucks?
You know, where is this like the car where there's no driver because the guy is so short and all you see is a little feather sticking up?
Yeah, white pants, you know, those white, polyester pants?
And the shoes and belt to match, eh?
Francis, the car is back! I don't know how it got here, but it's back.
Yeah, you know what? I guess there's not too many of those folks left, so Cadillac
has to... No, they're all in Florida, and they can't get back home.
That's a problem, too.
You know what I found out? If you're at the airport and you don't want to go to the hotel, just take the ticket, pay the fine, and go home.
Yeah, no, the other trick is to fly to Buffalo, and you can get a cab from there. And it's apparently it works out financially, because your flight from Miami to Buffalo is way cheaper than a flight to Toronto.
That's saying stuff. It's been over a year and a little bit since we left Florida, and we haven't been back since.
Yes, but Premier Doug Ford got his shot yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
They gave him two shots, apparently.
How come?
They gave him one in the arm, and then they gave him another one.
In the cheek.
Yeah, I think it was someone like that.
One was in a needle, and the other one was in a shot glass. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not. No, you're saying that right now.
Okay.
Listen, we also know, Dave, I just want to pop in, because we had a lot of people on Facebook this morning. A lot of car clubs are getting ready to do either a virtual get together, or just do something online, or do them if it's a little more open in the parking lot. So one of our new clients, which is Haggerty, have some great collector car insurance. So if you got a chance, go on the website. It's kind of neat. Go to www.haggerty, that's haggerty.ca/DCG.
So you get premium insurance at a value price.
Oh, they're great. And they do a lot of collector car shows.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Mike Wilson on in a couple weeks' time, and these people are, like, chomping at the bit. And
right.
Some of the cars are great.
You know, I could add to that, you know, if you have a classic car, the insurance is bupkis. It's really cheap. Okay. I think I paid $68 for my Ferrari.
Bupkis.
I mean, you're talking about it. It's not serious, because you don't drive the car every day.
Is that bupkis.ca or bupkis.com?
No, it's a bupkis. It's a bupkis / AstraZeneca.ca.
It's a Ukrainian term for nothing.
Well, right. After the break, Dave's going to tell you how he's going to sell his Mustang, which is in Florida.
And, I'll tell you about
other
that
hot
too.
Tips about selling that ride of yours. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Lots of fun. We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and you can follow us on facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage. A lot of great comments, some interesting ones that we can't talk about on the air, but we've got some interesting things to get into because it is a big time of the year. Mm-hmm. People wanted to buy a car, sell a car, there's shortages, so I'll hand it over to you.
All right, so Davey has got some tips on buying cars. So where do you want to start?
I was going to say that men are the worst when it comes to buying a car because we're a bunch of impulse buyers. You know, women sit down and they'll sort of study the situation and come back and that sort of stuff. Men are, we're impulse buyers. You know, you want rust proofing? Yeah, sure, no problem. You want the trailer hitch? Yeah, throw it in. You know, so the reality is know what you're buying and know what you're buying fits you. I think that's the first thing you should be doing when you're looking for a car. Does the thing actually meet your requirements? And does it fit? I mean, I bought cars that I was so uncomfortable, I sold them a couple of weeks later. I just couldn't drive them.
So do you take the boss with you, or do you do it on your own?
When I'm buying my car, I take no boss. But when I'm buying her car, I tried to teach her to buy a GMC Sierra. Yeah. She ended up with a Mercedes-Benz, so I'll tell you.
Well, you gave her a good budget. You know what I find, too? I mean, everybody's pushing, and they're having success with it, too. You know, buying online. We're going to talk to Dan Clutch,
yes.
Dan Park later on from Clutch.ca. But I still find, as digitally driven as a lot of these dealerships are, you still got to put your butt in a car. You got to mm-hmm. drive it around, look at the sight lines. You know, you can build a car all you want. Like I leased a new Honda Accord, and I loved it. I bought it online, and after a couple days, I hated it because it was really stiff in the seating.
And you know what's weird is, see, you were comfortable buying it that way because you already owned what you thought
yes.
was the same car.
Very true. And it's different because they took out, this is because they have air conditioning in these seats. Mm-hmm. So I'll be going to the washroom every hour and a half on the highway. But they took out actually some of the padding. Now, it did break in, so it's better now, so I'm happy. But you really have to sit in the car, you know, a different size, different height, whether it's for yourself or your lady or your partner. And it. How about you, Al? When you go buy a car, what are you looking for?
One that makes my wife happy.
Are you kidding? What are you guys, both whipped or whatever? What's going on
here? Well, for the most part, you know what? In the car that I'm driving now, you know, I was just buying it as a go-getter between work and back, and I still got static. It was like, you're not serious about that car, are you? You know, I got one of those, did you look in the mirror? You know, so I check with the wife because happy wife, happy life. You know that story?
You know, another thing is that when you're buying a car, if you're going to buy it privately, you have to have a lot of bells and whistles to check, a lot of things to make sure that are correct and it's not an illegitimate deal. The best thing is to deal with a corporation that is licensed by OMVIC, and that way you're protected if you're buying new or used. People don't realize, even a new car deal, you are protected with OMVIC, and it's an important factor. They'll cover you up to $45,000 in a deal.
Yeah, they got that great reserve fund, too, which is put to good use. You know, a lot of people, because for some, depending on the manufacturer, there is either a shortage of 2021s or there's not. So I think a lot of people are being moved to buying a used car, maybe a 19 or an 18, and you've got to be really careful what you're doing.
Well, you know what? And from being in the mechanical end of things...
Are you a mechanic?
Well, and Dave will attest for this as well, that, you know, you got to get the car checked. If you're buying a used car, you have to get it checked. You cannot believe the person who's selling it who says it's like new, it drives great. You know, the car will have to pass a mechanical certificate anyways. And if a guy selling a car doesn't have one... You know, you're out like the lambs going to slaughter. I mean, you really need to get the car checked yourself.
Really?
Yeah. Dave, what does it cost normally to do a full inspection?
I would think at least an hour's worth of labor.
Right. And what's normally going to be checked at that time?
Well, you're going to pull the wheels first off, check the brakes. You're going to check the suspension, exhaust. But the first thing that I always look for, has the car been in an accident? So I would pop the hood and I'd see all the seams are original. All the corrosion protection is there. You know, has the car actually been taken care of? Is there any rust that's coming? And then when you finish the audit, what am I looking at? What are the pre-future expenses? And there's no surprises. The other thing you should realize is you need what's called a UVIP package, which is a used car information package supplied by the government. And it doesn't matter what you think you've paid for this car. The government will tell you how much it's worth and how much sales tax you're going to have to pay.
So the days of getting a phony receipt doesn't work anymore.
And also, you know, another good thing, too, if you're buying a used car, even if it's 2020, go on to VMR Canada and you'll see what your car is worth. And then you got an idea when you're walking into a dealership what you can get. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Dave. Stay with us. We're going to talk to Dan Park from Clutch.ca. If you're looking for a high-quality used car online, this is a great new company that just launched a while ago. And we're going to talk to him more.
Al, take us out, buddy.
And it comes with a warranty.
Eps, and even comes with Dan.
Can't go wrong.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Okay, this is Dave's Corner Garage, and speaking of CAA, their Worst Roads campaign is still going on, so you want to get into that and vote for the worst roads in your area.
Free gas, free gas, free gas.
I'm sorry to hear about that for you. It's at www.worstroads.com/radio. Now, we were just talking about cars, new cars, used cars, so you are going to talk now with Dan Park from Clutch.ca. Over to you, Dave.
Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Now, Dan says a company called Clutch.ca, and you buy and sell vehicles online. So people are buying cars that they haven't even touched and haven't even looked at and actually don't even see until they take possession. How does that work? I mean, to explain the situation.
Yeah, so we offer a seamless used car buying experience online. 20 years ago, the thought of buying a pair of shoes online was crazy. But now people are buying TVs, wedding rings, and certainly cars online. And so the idea is you go on our website, clutch.ca, you look at our wide selection of vehicles. We've got 360-degree photos of every single car. We put an average of $1,000 of reconditioning into each vehicle that we take into inventory. You got downloadable Carfax, seamless purchase online. And then we deliver it right to your home once you purchase that vehicle, and you got a 10-day money back guarantee, no questions asked.
So Dan, so that's a car that you guys have bought, right? These aren't this isn't just a site where someone else is putting up their car to sell.
No, we certify each one of these. Our team inspects every car that we take into inventory, and we put work into each one to guarantee the safety and quality of that vehicle.
Great, Dave.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dan, you're also supplying financing for these things. You've got connections with finance companies. But my real question is, when I have a trade-in, how does that handle? How do you handle my trade-in?
Yeah, so we've built an online appraisal tool. So if you go to our website, clutch.ca, and say, value my vehicle, you put in the VIN number or you put in your car details, and we'll give you an approximate price. At that point, if you're interested moving forward, you can take a few photos. We'll give you a hard quote. And once you buy a vehicle for trade-in, we'll drop off your new car and we'll pick up your old car and we'll take it away from you.
You know what I like about it, Dave and Al, is that you go on a website, clutch.ca, and they have all of their inventory on. Now, I think the word used cars has puts a damper on it. But you look at the inventory that you have on Clutch.ca, Dan. Run through some of the cars that you've got.
Yeah, we've got a wide selection of cars. I mean, we're catering to all people. So if you need if you're fresh out of school and you need a car for your new job, you can definitely buy a car off Clutch.ca. New families, the older generation as well, really appreciates the convenience. So we've got SUVs, we've got sedans, we've got trucks, we've got minivans, we've got, basically the entire selection of cars that anyone would really want.
Dan, you've been around since 2016. How big do you think this market will become versus the dealership, the regular stand-on bricks and mortar dealership?
I think like any e-commerce category will continue to grow. You've seen that grow, particularly through the pandemic where people are turning more and more online. But that said, I think there's certainly a segment of customers that still want to go in store and touch and feel the vehicle. But, I think a growing number of folks and a growing segment of the population really appreciates the convenience and ease of buying a car online and not having to spend hours at a dealership or frankly, even drive hours to their local dealership in order to get a car.
Now, Dan, it's one thing to look at the pictures, of course, and thinking that, you know, it looks great. I think I want it. What happens next? Like, I've decided I do want it. I give you my credit card. We arrange financing. You then deliver the vehicle to my house, right?
You got it. Yep, that's right.
All right. So I get in the car and I go, oh, you know, after a day or so, I'm thinking that, you know, I'm having second thoughts. Maybe this wasn't the right choice. What happens next?
Then you either drop us an email, send us a chat, drop us a phone call. We'll arrange for a pickup and we'll offer a full refund regardless of whether it's financed or paid by cash. And you can either select a new car or you can, you know, choose to go with another company.
I think it's a great idea. It really is. And, you know, best of luck as you can to evolve with it, because it's the inventory that I saw when I first started talking to Dan a few months ago is staggering. It's so good. So go to clutch.ca. And you can take a look at all of his inventory. And it's a nice day to go buy a car. Dan, thank you very much for joining us. Stay safe with everybody, you and your family and the whole staff. And we'll chat soon.
Can't go wrong. You know, they bring the car right to your house. That's a beautiful thing.
Along with, if you're really good.
And if you don't like it, if your butt looks big, you can give it back.
Right. Or maybe they order, you're bringing a Burger Priest hamburger with it, too.
Honey, the car's here.
All right. Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back with your calls and more information. Right after this, stay with us. And it is a great, great new company that we're going to be part of, TriangleTire.ca. We're going to have Darren Bostenson next week, hopefully in the seat if I can convince him.
All right.
To come in here. Over to you, Al.
All right. So I have a car, and, you know, I've chopped it around. I'm trying to get good trade-in value, but I'm not really happy. So I've thought maybe I'll sell it myself. How hard could that be? Dave, what are the pitfalls?
Well, first off, you know, what I would be doing is having you audit the car and let me know what's wrong with it.
Okay.
Because that way when I talk to the buyer, there's no secrets. I'm not trying to hide anything. This is what the car has. This is what it needs. And this is a fair price. The second thing I was going to say was you need a UVIP package. Mm-hmm. You need to go to the government and they'll give you a used car information package, which includes the taxable benefit for them and a bill of sale. And if there's any money owing on the car. So if you haven't paid the car off and you're trying to flog it, that's going to show up on the UVIP package.
Yes. And it'll tell the prospective buyer, because maybe he doesn't know you from Adam, obviously. He'll know that you actually are the owner of the car, right?
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Because it does happen, especially with the, what do they call them? The curbsiders. You know, they'll flip cars without, you know, it's not even in their name. So if something goes awry down the road and you want to go find that person, his name doesn't even exist anywhere.
Okay, Dave, question just came out on Facebook. You know, people are still somewhat hesitant going into Service Ontario. So how can you get a UVIP package online?
I don't know. I think you could.
Yeah.
There's no reason not. It's just a matter of information. And you get everything else online, too, so why not?
Back to you were suggesting get an audit on the vehicle.
Yeah.
Would you go so far as to actually do some of those repairs prior to, or not necessarily?
Maybe, yeah. You know, like you can hand the guy a report, and I've done already. I already put brakes in it, and I've done that. Here's another one. If you're going to sell this car, are you selling it certified or as is?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're selling it certified, you're going to get a lot more money for the car because the buyer is already prepaying for the certification.
Now, the most important thing, of course, in a lot of these, you know, when you're showing a vehicle or showing a house for all of that example. Mm-hmm. It's got to look clean. It's got to look nice. Is it worth spending the money to have it detailed?
Yep. Definitely. It's like a house you walk in. It's all staged. And the other third item here is you're having strange people come to your house. I'm not really comfortable with that. And I'm not comfortable with giving them the keys and letting them go for a test drive. I think meeting in a Tim Hortons or meeting at a mall or something might be the right thing to do so that you and they don't interact at your house. And secondly, they don't have a chance to maybe take a copy of your key, turn up at night and do a midnight credit card, you know?
Oh, I'm going to get a better deal. I'm going to go steal the fucker.
Exactly. Well, you know, and also because of, you know, it's everywhere in our lives. Because of COVID, if somebody's going to look at your car to buy,
yeah,
you don't know where they are, where they've been.
Yeah.
Have you been tested? I mean, you're going to take their temperature. So I think it's, you know, with areas like clutch.ca or going to a dealership like Young Steels Ford Lincoln, you're dealing one-on-one with people that you can trust, and they go through all the protocols. So I think when you're looking at selling a car, you yourself have got to be really careful.
I wonder what Dave, you know, when you look at the downside, for example, what's the difference between the wholesale price and the retail price, generally speaking?
Actually, not that much, because cars are really in strong demand. Mm-hmm. So, and the other thing is, when you're trading your car in, you get your HST back. Mm-hmm. So if I got $10,000 for my car, I'm going to get $1,300 in HST back. So I already got $1,113.
So I think it's important to look at the big picture, like we're saying here.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to go spend money to have it audited. You may want to spend some money to get it fixed. You may want to spend money to get it certified. You may want to spend money to get it cleaned up. Well, hang on. Now there's hardly any difference between what the trade-in value was, you know, as opposed to what you mm-hmm. think you're going to get for the car.
Exactly right. And you can haggle the trade-in value. By the way, I got to put a plug in. I finished my first year with MyPace. You know, I love MyPace. We ended up paying $680 on my Cadillac for the year versus the insurance company's quote, $2,500. So look at that. I got $1,900 I saved.
Mm-hmm. So where is it?
My driver.
He bought another car.
It's really in my driveway.
It's in your driveway. Yeah, it's true.
Actually, you know what? I donated the money. I donated the money because I get a tax write-off. So I decided I donated the money.
Did you get an Interact transfer from him?
I did, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you did?
I did. Yeah.
You bugger. You didn't tell me.
Well, it wasn't enough to really get excited about
it. Oh, $5.
Well, he doesn't see it anyways. It goes right to his bank. And I get a note. So the bottom line is, if you're selling your car, do your homework. Don't underestimate its value, because this is a time of year, these things are worth a ton of money. Used cars are in strict demand because there's not a lot of new cars. There's problem getting chips to finish building the vehicles. There's problems with seats because they can't get foam. The dealers are not discounting because they can't get product. So used cars are really in strong demand. So you'd be absolutely amazed. Just like the houses, you get ton more money for the used car than you would as in normal times.
Hey, buddy, we just got another email in on our Facebook page, and they were asked, this one is for Al, because he says, my wife's car has not been driven for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get it, that's true, and I'm going to get it jumped.
Right.
How long should I just let it run on the driveway, or should I take it for a drive? And if so, how long?
Well, that's only one of the things to really consider. Having the engine start is one thing, but what about brakes? What about lubricants? What about other things? What about the tires? Those are other things that have to be considered before you can actually really go for that big test.
Are you finding that with people who are coming in now to get their winter tires off and their regular tires on, mm-hmm. And if they haven't been driven for like 3 months?
We're seeing a lot of brake work, specifically because of the rust that builds up.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, I got my car started, but then when I started driving, a terrible squeak or grinding sound. So this is where, you know, if you're a CAA member, I mean, not just because of my piece, but if you're an actual CAA club member, just it's a free tow anyways. So
it's great.
Just have it towed in.
Because my wife's car died after sitting for about 2 months.
Oh, wow.
And it really is simple. You don't have to phone them and go, you know, press 2, press 4, press 8, press 9.
Mm-hmm.
You just start 222, and the guy was there in 17 minutes.
Oh, really?
And done.
That's because he didn't know that you don't tip.
That's very true.
Had he known that you were a lousy tipper, he probably would have been there at, you know,
and let me just get the bus. Let me just get the bus marks off my belly here.
Steve, don't you remember they used to have like aspirin? It was 222s. Remember those things?
Of course, yeah.
So you dialed star headache.
Of course, but it was great. I mean, the guy came by, and we're in a condo, so it's a bugger to get downstairs and get charged. So he has this little portable unit he brings out. He tests the alternator. The alternator light went off. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
And it started up, and we drove it for a good hour.
Yeah, well, that's the issue with, of course, being in the underground is they can't get the tow truck down there. So, you know.
Yeah, but you tell them where, you know, what kind of place you're
in. So this way he'll bring the little jumper battery, but he'll also bring an air tank just in case he's got
to
put
air in the tires. And a vehicle that's small enough to get, like a regular little mini truck. Like it was a Toyota Tacoma that he brought down. And it was great.
Yeah, that way he'll, and if need be, like I say, they will send us a flatbed to put your truck on.
Yep.
Because don't forget, you know, you can't go in the tow truck anymore.
That's right.
In the old days, you know, you used to ride along. Oh, yeah, because of COVID, the tow truck driver, they have rules specifically that say nobody can ride in the cab with me. So.
Yeah. even with this guy, when he jumped the car, like with the machines, not himself, because I don't think he was fit enough to jump the car. He's had a couple good Labatt stays. Nice car, though. And he had a mask on.
Yes.
And but the people who were on the phones talking to you at the beginning, and then they get you on online, and you hit a link, and away you go. They were so nice. It was great. You know, it used to be, how long are you going to have to wait for this thing? But not now.
You know, I was going to tell you a story. We blew up the race car at Shannonville, and they actually sent a truck from Toronto to pick us up.
Really?
So, yeah. They didn't have one in the area, so they sent one from Toronto to pick us up.
To pick up your smashed race car?
No, well, the engine blew up.
Okay, but
so
was that...
we pushed it in the driveway. We phoned CAA, and they came.
They didn't find it odd that they were picking it up from the racetrack?
Nope. We pushed it into the driveway, and we waited for the guy. We waited 45 minutes. He came out, picked us up, got us home. Boom, we were done. So, and he was polite, and he was clean, and it was just a great experience. If you're going to have that kind of experience, it was
Dave,
great.
Do you have the CAA app in your phone?
Yes.
Because I think you can actually watch, just like on an Uber, you can watch the tow truck as it's proceeding down Lakeshore Boulevard and it's getting off at the right exit.
That's very true, Al.
So you'll know exactly.
You're talking funny again.
So you can watch the truck.
It's phenomenal. You know, and you expect when he arrives, he's got a burger for you or something like that. No, but it was great. And it's and all credit to them is that it used to take so long and be so frustrating. Now it's like they average under 20 minutes.
Well, that's fast.
Do you remember when I lost my car in Virginia, when we lost it in the flood?
Yep.
Yes, exactly. So we had to rent a car when finally the waters receded. We rented a car and drove back to Toronto. And I had CAA insurance, and they actually sent me a check for $600, no hassles. I just sent the invoice in, and they sent me a check back within a day.
For how much?
So it shows you. $600 I got back for the car rental.
Al, did you get that Interact transfer?
No, not that one.
No.
No.
Oh, so you got a little bit underneath the table from him, huh?
But how
I've
did he...
never... Go ahead.
How did you get home from there? I don't remember.
I had to rent a car in Lexington, and then we basically drove back to Toronto.
All the way back, eh?
Yeah, on a rental car.
Super.
And like I say, they hit me back $600. That was my limit on the CAA card.
All right. We're going to take a break right now. And coming up next, there's some great car reviews we've had over the last year or so with Brian Max. Mm-hmm. This one will not be outdone. It's a review on the Cadillac CT5V.
Did they bring you that Kentucky bourbon when he came back?
It brings me nothing but grief.
Oh, my God. All right. Stick around. We'll be right back.
We are back in the flesh. Dave'sCornerGarage.com. If you got any questions for us, there's a link there. You can talk to Dave or electronically, an email to him or to Alan, and we'll get your questions on for next week.
Exactly. GlenAllenMotors.com. There you go with a free plug.
Well, that's going to cost you because you got a lot of money being transferred, you bugger.
Well, I need those free plugs to pay for the hair plugs.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
To make me look younger.
We're going to go to lovely California right now.
Speaking of looking younger.
Brian Max.
Exactly. Now, Brian's going to talk about Cadillacs. Traditionally, the market for Cadillacs was old guys. I guess their concern was the old guys are pretty much all gone now, and we've got to sell cars, so we're going to have to track a whole new group of people. How are they doing at it, Brian?
Brian.
Yes.
Yes. Well, guys, it's a different time for Cadillac in that, you know, we've got sort of the last of the sedans, and the CT5V that I drove it's a performance-minded sports sedan. It's not a crazy super fast car like the previous what the heck was it called? CTSV. Mm-hmm. That CTSV had that Corvette motor. The CT5V has a 3-liter twin turbo V6. So it's only about, you know, 360 horsepower, 400 pounds of torque. But the rest of the car is pretty amazing. Big brakes like you'd put on a track car and trick drivetrain with an electronically controlled limited slip differential and sticky tires and all that stuff. But one of the cool features that it's got is brake by wire. So the brake pedal's not mechanically connected to the brakes. It's all electronic now. What do you think about that?
As long as it works, I'm totally fine with it. You're a big one. I, you know, in every one of your reviews, Brian, you always talk about the driving experience. And, of course, you talk about brake feel. How does the drive-by-wire give you that brake feel?
You know, Al, that is a great question because it changes the whole driving experience. Coming from racing, I love a really good brake pedal. And I'm very sensitive to it just because I'm a goofball who races cars. But this brake-by-wire eliminates any kind of feel or feedback from the pedal. It's just like pressing, you know, a button on your dash kind of thing. It's not the same thing. There's no mechanical feel there. That's not to say the brakes aren't powerful and they don't work. It's just that we've removed that mechanical connection between the driver and the brakes.
So are you saying it's basically off or on?
No, it works progressively. You can modulate them just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I love feeling some of the brake actuation through the pedal. And this is it has no feel. It's like you know, sort of moving a slider on an electronics board. It's unusual, but the brakes work great. There's just zero feel. It's almost a strange sensation.
Now, who's this car now? I mean, what's the price point on these?
Well, this is the great thing. So in Canada, we've got better pricing than the U.S. It's under 50 grand for the CT5V, which is the top model in the CT5 range,
mm-hmm.
and it's very well equipped. Now, the one I had, you know, of course, like all manufacturers do, the one I tested had all the options. So it had the fancy interior and all the electronics, and that was well into 60 grand.
Mm-hmm.
But at under 50, it's an excellent value. And it's rear-wheel drive-based. It's not front-wheel drive-based like a lot of the competition. So it's really an enjoyable driving experience.
Now, is this, as far as its direct competition, is he competing? Are they planning on competing with BMW or Mercedes, perhaps?
I think so. You know, this is like, I mean, it's in between a C-Class or an E-Class Mercedes, and it's in between a 3 Series and a 5 Series Mercedes. And I think it directly competes with, you know, more so like Acuras or some Lexus, because it's not a hardcore kind of sports sedan. It's a little more relaxed. It's comfortable to drive, and it doesn't have, you know, 500 horsepower. So it's a pretty decent value, and it's a well-rounded package.
I'm thinking it sounds more like my wife's car, you know, more like the Q50 kind of car. You know, it's got a V6, it's got toys, although on and of course, and this has dynamic suspension as well, eh? That you can adjust.
That's right. It's got GM's MagnaRide, they call it. There's a great name for it that I can't pronounce, but it's reactive, it's adaptive, and then you can set it up in different drive modes. So you can set up the shocks so they run soft and comfortable, or a little firmer if you're, you know, carving some corners or taking it to the track.
And of course, we live in Canada where it snows. They are available in all-wheel drive as well, though.
They are. So even in Canada, you can get them in rear-wheel drive, and that's the one I tested. But you can also get them in all-wheel drive. And the rear-wheel drive one was so much fun.
Dave, do you like four-wheel drive, or would you prefer rear-wheel drive?
I always take four-wheel drive for personal vehicles because we live in Toronto, and people don't buy snow tires. And
winter
it's
tires.
The guy ahead of you that's stuck. You don't get stuck.
I totally agree, Dave. I mean, in Ontario, I mean, you know, there's those few days a year where you absolutely need it, and then most of the winter you're going to benefit from it anyway.
Well, exactly. I mean, right. It'd be different, of course, if the car was just a hobby thing, you know, that you kept for driving on Sundays, on dry days, of course. But if you want to use it as your daily driver, which apparently you can, and the price point comes in pretty good, then you should do that.
I have a question for you. Every one of the sedans has got a mate that is an SUV. Like they got the XT4 and they got the Cadillac CTX. These are sort of like the same vehicle, except one's a sort of station wagon.
Station wagon.
They kind of do. So I think it's the XT5 that would map over in the crossovers.
All right.
And you know, so it'll be based on the same architecture, just a little taller. So it'll have the same 3-liter twin turbo engine. And I think even though in this Cadillac it made 360 horsepower, in the XT5 they call it the 400 model, as in 400 horsepower. It doesn't quite make 400 horsepower. Yeah.
All right, you know, Mr. Max, we got to wrap it up. But
okay, sorry.
There's a clock there, David. Listen, Brian, for people who want to see the review on YouTube, what's the full YouTube address?
It's Brian Max. It's Brian with an I, and it's M-A-K-S-E. And just put that into Google or YouTube, and you'll find me. And that video on the CT5V Cadillac is up there this morning.
A nice red color. I think Lori would like it. And I know your new dog, Monty, would love it, too. So,
Monty.
Monty, he's a great little puppy.
All right. Why'd you pick a name like Monty?
Because he
Monte
can.
Monte Cristo cigars, my friends.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I want at least to bring a carton back, okay?
Okay.
All right, bud. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks for having you guys. Have
okay.
a good one.
We'll be back next with Dave's Corner Garage. Stay with us.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto, CFZM FM and CFZM AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
The last segment, alas, from Dave's Corner Garage, and always just like the Academy Awards, right?
Right.
Ajax.
Exactly, Ajax, the foaming cleanser.
Okay, well, Ajax is also the Automotive Journalists Association, and they have a thing called the Best New Automotive Innovations for 2021.
Drum roll.
And there's a couple here which I really find fascinating. Mm-hmm. One of them is from Honda, who has redesigned the airbag in front of the driver. They've made it shaped of like a V versus what it is now, which is like a marshmallow. Mm-hmm. And the idea being that if you got hit by the side, you would actually have protection by the airbag rather than bouncing off the marshmallow.
So have they gone into the actual manufacture of airbags themselves? Because, you know, Takata is gone, yes. I think.
Well, they bought Takata.
Okay.
So they bought Takata, and they've modified the airbags, and they've given this now to other manufacturers so that the idea of the safety can be throughout the whole industry. And I don't know if they're charging for it, but they've given it away to the others. So they've won the best automotive innovation from Ajax. And cool. There's another one here which will blow your mind when I tell you.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, fine. It's been a nice show. Thanks for calling in. No, I'm interested. Well, you were just talking.
You're not going to listen to
hang
you.
On for a second. You were just talking about airbags.
Mm-hmm.
The story that came out of L.A. this week was that Tiger Woods, when he hit the tree, was doing 75 miles an hour.
Wow.
It's amazing he's alive.
Didn't he try to hit the brake?
He was doing he was 60 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Okay.
So he hit a tree at 75 miles an hour.
Did he not see it?
What?
Phew. He's busy texting. What was the other one, Dave? The other award. Sorry about
okay. that. Now, the best technical innovation for electronics, Ford Pro Power Onboard. You know what that is? That's car generator. Mm-hmm. Ford decided that they were going to put a plug in the back of the bed so you could plug your tools into your truck while it's running, and you can run your truck for up to 80 hours. But it's exactly what we've been talking about for years with Jonathan. It's a car generator, and Ajax gave them the award for the best technical innovation of 2021.
Well, don't forget.
Crazy, huh?
Well, don't forget, a lot of people that buy trucks are tradesmen. They're blue-collar guys.
Right.
And, you know, and if you're going to be... You know, you're in aluminum siding business or you're in any kind of business, you need power to operate those hand tools so you can do your job more effectively.
Well, we were up north a few weeks ago before another lockdown came down, and buddy of mine's got a cottage up in the Parry Sound area. So the guy who came by to take down four trees and then we had to chop them down, and I got very thirsty after that. He had the Ford with the generator plug-in in the back, and it was great.
Well, besides the fact that, you know, if you're going to go up to someone's cottage, they're not necessarily there. So how are you going to get access to having power anyways? So this way, since your car has a generator on it anyways, you might as well use it.
Plug it in.
How many hours does it go for?
80.
80 hours.
On a full tank. If you drive around on empty already, you know, it's another story.
You could take down a forest with that.
Okay, Dave, last one?
The last one is a story by Norris MacDonald in the paper this morning. And Mount Tremblant, the racetrack that is built and owned by Lawrence Stroll. You know, Lawrence Stroll, who owns the Aston Martin racing team in F1.
Yep.
His son, Lance Stroll, races one of the cars. They've offered it up for sale.
How come?
So this may turn out to be a housing development at the end, because a lot of people always complain about the racetrack with noise. Uh-huh. And but it's a beautiful area, brings lots of business to the area, and it's been put up for sale as of this morning.
Well, I imagine the last couple of years they haven't seen a lot of racing going on there, eh?
No, because of COVID. We're not. Right. We're all COVID correct.
Well, if you want to really see racing, mm-hmm. come by our condo near the Humber River Bridge.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, these bloody motorcycles, they are going over 150K.
Really?
Just ripping through. And it's really now, you guys have driven bikes. This is not a great time to be riding, because the roads have still got junk on them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should carry loan you a radar gun, and you can, be an at-home project to earn extra money.
Trying to make some money, because you get it all from Dave. Maybe if I get the money, I'll email it to you.
In the hospital, they call bike riders the organ donors.
Oh, lovely.
That's lovely. Yeah, and you know what they call those bikes? They call them crotch rockets. Did you know that?
Crotch rockets, yeah.
Crotch rockets.
And should I ask why they call them?
Yeah, I'll tell you, because some of them that have a DOA or very bad collisions, the gas tanks are actually marked with the guy's testicles. That's how hard they hit. It's just unbelievable.
I can't imagine. I'm not going there with that one. But anyway, we got to wrap it up. But listen, I want to thank everybody who's been listening in this morning, and especially to Dan Park from Clutch.ca, Brian Max and Sonny California on the Cadillac CT-V5. And next week, we're going to have in studio Darren Bossens from Triangle Tire, a great new tire for life and for your family. So stay with us. Enjoy the weekend and the weather. Al, we'll see you next week.
Is it a tire that'd be good for my wife?
Well, I'm not getting into your wife or your Dave's wife. I'm a clear guy.
I'm just remembering Strollies, and it used to have a Coach or Deli on Bathurst Street.
Sure,
it's not the same guy, eh?
You never bring me food or money. Goodbye, Dave. Have a good weekend,
everybody.
Too.
Have a great weekend.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.